Hi there. I'm Richard Roberts. When you're going through something, whether it's in your health or your finances or your relationships or in some other area, I want you to remember something. Remember this. Satan, your enemy, is a defeated foe. When Jesus went to the cross, died for our sins, was buried and rose again on the third day, he overcame everything that you'd have to face in your life. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says this, God has highly exalted the name of Jesus and given him a name which is above every name named in heaven and earth. And at that name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those things in heaven and of those things in earth and of those things under the earth. Listen, friend, there's power in the name of Jesus. And if you look over in John chapter 16, you find Jesus gathering his disciples together. And he said, before now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive so that your joy may be full. Literally, Jesus gave them the power of attorney to use his name. I can remember when I met Lindsay and we were dating. Her last name was Salem, Lindsay Salem. And we dated for 16 weeks before we got married. We've been married now over 45 years. And when we got married, she changed her name. She became Mrs. Richard Roberts. She became Lindsay Roberts. And I gave her all the rights to use my name. And pretty soon, she was pretty good at using my name. She could use my name on checks. She could use my name on credit cards. And it was just like I was standing there with her because I gave her that right. And that's what Jesus has done. He's given us the right, the power to use his name. And that power is available to you and me, but only if we act on it. It doesn't happen on its own. You know, you can have a car key in your hand and say this is a powerful key, but it doesn't do much till you put it in the ignition of your car and turn it. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus says to his disciples, all power has been given to me, both in heaven and in earth. Not just some power, but all power. All power has been given to Jesus. And in Mark 16 and verse 17, he delegates that power to his disciples when he says, in my name, you will cast out devils. In my name, you shall speak with new tongues. In my name, you shall lay hands upon the sick, and the sick shall recover. Now, this is the authority that Jesus gives to those who receive him. And as a born-again believer, you have authority over anything and everything that the devil throws at you. Now, let's just be honest today. We live in a fallen world. And there is an enemy, and the enemy is the devil. Satan stole mankind away back in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve committed sin and fell. And God set a new plan, and that plan was for his son Jesus to become the sacrifice, to take on our sin and sickness and disease so that we might be free from it. To take the stripes on his back, to take the spear in his side, the blood in his brow, to take everything that we would have to face so that we wouldn't have to face it. This is why Jesus said, in this world, you're going to face things. You're going to face tribulations. But you know, you're not a sitting duck. You hear that? About 5 years ago, we got the news that my wife, Lindsay, was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, stage 4. And for a moment, panic struck us. Fear, worry, anxiety, you can imagine. But we gathered around her. My daughters, Jordan, Olivia, Chloe, and I, we gathered around her, and we began to pray. We began to lift her up, began to build up her faith. And we got back home. I dropped her off at the house, and I went to a little toy store down the street. And I bought one of those little yellow rubber ducks. You know the kind that children play with in the tub? And I brought it back home and I handed it to her. And I said, Lindsay, you are not a sitting duck. No. And we're going to pray and we're going to believe God and we're going to release our faith. And we're going to use the authority that we've been given in Jesus' name. And we're going to believe for healing. Well, it's been 5 years now and Lindsay is cancer free. Thank God for the authority that we have in Jesus' name. Now, he also said, be of good cheer. Why? Because he said he has overcome the world, okay? The scripture I gave you earlier, let me remind you of it. In Mark 16, he said, in my name, you'll cast out devils. In my name, you'll speak with new tongues. In my name, you'll lay hands upon the sick. And the sick are going to recover. How can I say it any stronger? There's power and there's authority in the name of Jesus because God's given him a name that's above every name. You name any name, cancer, fear, worry, heartache, heartbreak, heart problems, valve problems, liver problems, blood pressure, blood sugar, arthritis, cataracts, glaucoma, loss of hearing, whatever it is. Breathing conditions, COPD, asthma, his name is higher. Financial problems, depression, discouragement, whatever. His name is above it. Because God has given him a name which is above, and he's given that name to us. We have authority in Jesus' name, and he intends for you to use it and to walk in it so that you can overcome the trials that you face. Friend, there is not a more powerful force in this earth than the name of Jesus. And that's why when I pray, I always use his name. And I want to pray over you right now. Father, it's not by might, and it's certainly not by power, but it's by the authority that we have been given in the name of Jesus that I pray this prayer. And my friend, I pray over you right now. I rebuke this satanic attack. And I command Satan to take his hands off of you. I rebuke the devil in the authority of Jesus' name. And I pray for your healing. I'm talking about healing every sickness, every disease, anything that has struck your body. I curse it, I take authority over it, and I command it to come out and take hold of it with my faith and pull it out of you. I pray over your emotions. I rebuke every depression, every discouragement, every fear, every anxious moment, every worry. I pray for healing for you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Now, concerning your finances, my friend, when you sow your seed unto God, you have a Bible right to pray and believe and expect him to use that seed for his glory and then multiply it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, because that's what the Word of God says. I pray this prayer in the authority of Jesus' name. I believe. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop believing. I'm not going to stop expecting miracles. I am believing God for your healing in every area of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Remember now, you have a name. You have the name of Jesus. That name is the most powerful force you'll ever know. And I thank God for it. Use the name. Hallelujah. God bless you. See you next time.